the train, a kiss, wave mama from the train, a goodbye. Throw mama from the train, a kiss, and don't cry, my baby.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We're celebrating Mother's Day.
By throwing her off the train.
Yeah. So that I don't understand. Eric, thank
but
you very
so
much.
But so sweetly, you're kissing her and
you kiss her and throw her off the train.
As she, you inherit $100 million.
And then you wait, and you wave her a goodbye. You
but
say, bye-bye,
is she
I'm
still conscious to wave goodbye back?
Depends on how fast the train is going.
How fast is the train going in your opinion?
I was never...
It's a bullet train. It's in Japan.
If a train is traveling 120 miles per hour going east, and another train is traveling 420 miles per hour going west...
Who got off on the first stop? Mr. Miyagi.
There you go. Well, this is Patti Page with Mama from the Train. A very sweet song. Because we are celebrating Mother's Day today, and... You know, if you can't ride a train, then you should probably get your car fixed.
That's right. And
oh, I'll leave the music playing for that.
Where would you where would you get your car fixed, in your opinion?
Oh, probably Alexander's All Care Locomotive.
And the reason?
Automotive. The reason? Because of integrity and...
Trust.
Thank
honesty
you.
And personalness.
Personal
and hygiene.
And yes, good hygiene. And his shoes are his shoes. I like his shoes.
And they're huge. But anyway,
I'm not touching that one.
Oh, okay. But
Donald
no,
Trump.
He is great mechanic. Truly, I mean, good friend of mine, and I take my stuff there. And it is trust. It's honesty. And you know, he's going to tell you absolutely the truth, whether you should fix it, not fix it, sell it. I mean, there's times like that happens. Call him at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Tell him Dave said hello.
Is there a discount if we say Dave said hello?
You know, that I'm not sure, but, you know.
He'll introduce you to his mama.
75% off of all services rendered?
Yeah, probably not.
He'll introduce you to his mama.
Because you know why?
Why?
He doesn't overcharge for his services.
Never.
He is really, really a good,
he's
excellent
He's
party.
A good human being. That's the bottom line. If you think about it, you want to do business with a good human being. That's the bottom line.
Go into business with someone who you wouldn't mind bringing your mama to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to do a segue, but because our guest is on the line, we just reviewed Mothers and Daughters, a new movie that opened up yesterday in theaters, including the Harkins Shea here in Phoenix. It's also available on video on demand, and right now we are honored to speak with director Paul Dudridge.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
Great, great. How are you today?
I'm good, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't be honored to talk to me. That's just way beyond. That's, slightly miffed, I can understand, but I'm honored to talk to you guys. You are legends.
We are legends. Well, wow.
You now, Joseph, that's how you do an English accent.
I know.
Actually, we are legends in our own mind. It's true.
Oh, yeah, and that's a start, and that's the important thing.
Paul, are you English?
I'm actually Welsh, but Welsh. As far as Americans are concerned, I'm English.
Okay, all right. Because I was trying to do an English accent earlier,
and I told him it was Cockney. Well,
hello, Paul. I am Jack the intern. How are
Don't
you?
Don't do it again.
Is this good?
Oi, oi, governor. Yeah, no, that's very good. If I close my eyes, I'm home. That's extraordinary.
Do you know what battered sausage?
You've taken me there.
Do you know what battered sausage is? Do you know what battered sausage is?
This isn't even radio anymore. This is like some sort of oral sculpture that you're doing. This is extraordinary. I'm advising you to just pack your things now. You get yourself to a stage. You get yourself in front of people. This is improv. This is extraordinary. You get to London now. I think you could be their lost son.
Oh, I got to say, Paul, I
How
love
How much
this
did
is,
you
this
pay,
this
Paul? That's
I
what I want to find
didn't.
Out, Joseph. Come on
this
now.
Paul's my new favorite guest, I got to tell you. But so, Paul, tell us a little bit about what the conception of this film, because you've got all these amazing stars, and they've got such insightful stories. What was because you came up with the story for this as well, right?
Yeah. No, bless you for that. Yeah. You know what? This is terrible. I'm so sort of simple on this. I just wanted I'll tell you what it is, right? This is not like a film made for filmmakers. I know you guys are kind of, you know, properly immersed in, you do a lot of real, proper film reviews. And this was a film for audiences, which might seem self-evident, but, you know, you get so many kind of... it's like a film student kind of culture where movie makers make movies for other movie makers and it's all self-satisfaction. I just wanted to make a proper, you know, like Beaches and things like Beaches, mm-hmm. things like fried green tomatoes or yeah. tomatoes, you know, a real women arguing and going through an emotional argument discussion with other women. And I just, that was the conception of the whole thing. It's like not, you know, no car chases, no moon landings, no explosions, but just straight dialogue, you know, just women arguing with other women, because I find that really engaging, believe it yeah. or not.
I love that too, actually.
And you know, this is the thing, and it's just like I don't see anybody making, like I said, the equivalent of Beaches anymore. You know, it's yeah. just, and now the markets have changed, where, you know, look, if I'm oversimplifying, it's like if you take something like Tyler Perry can basically own the U.S. film industry in many ways because he's got a very specific targeted audience and product, and you know that the now the film industry is actually tailored to fit niche projects mm-hmm. and niche products. You know, you can actually, I mean, like this being able to open in theaters on demand on the same day is huge. We're getting such great feedback today. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, online kind of networks springing up now, going go see this. Not possible 20 years ago, but it had to be a much more kind of mainstream or all-encompassing kind of title, if you like.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it, really. It's just like, it's for me, I wanted to make a proper tearjerker, a proper weepy that just makes you kind of snuggle up, and it's a Sunday afternoon movie for the future. That's how I envisaged it. I like that genre, you know. I remember Mama, things like that, Barbara Bel Geddes, you know. It's just, I like that kind of movie, and that was it, really. It was a deliberate attempt to make something dialogue heavy and emotional and melodrama, I suppose, is what I was after. You know, it was actually to revisit melodrama, because people, you know, everybody's like subversive these days and postmodern and ironic, and I'm like, I'm not, you know. I wanted something straight down the middle that you could just actually, there's no trick here, there's no trapdoor, there's no kind of reveal at the end where it's all just a gag. It's like, no, I just wanted to do big, you know, drama and people arguing and really going at it.
Yeah.
That was where it started.
And it is perfect for a Sunday afternoon, especially tomorrow afternoon, because it is Mother's Day. And a reminder, if anyone is listening, just now tuning in, director Paul Dudridge, Mothers and Daughters, the movie opened up yesterday. You can see it on video on demand or locally here on the big screen at Hark and Shay. Dave, I know you had something to ask.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, man.
You know, this reminds me, as you describe this movie, you know, heavy dialogue and, you know, just true emotions. But you said with women, of course, but there's another movie, might be my favorite of all time. It has to do with a man and a woman, strictly dialogue as they grow old, same time next year. Have you seen that?
I just watched it. I watched it the other day. I watched it about 3 days ago. Yeah.
Is that the concept you're getting at here?
Exactly that kind of, you know, films that people don't seem to make anymore or got neglected for a good couple of decades.
And it's a shame, because truly, that's what life's about. And it's not the distractions of external events, but especially that film, I mean, I suspect you liked it the same way I liked it, is that, you know, they changed at different eras, but they remain that had that core friendship.
Exactly.
Phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And, you know, that there's a, it's really humbling, genuinely, for me, because I'm just like this idiot opportunist Brit that comes over to Hollywood. And it's you get something like this and your wish list of actors, if you take something like Same Time Next Year.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. You've got, you know, something like Alan Alda just being like the best. He's like an athlete. And all the women in my movie, in Mothers and Daughters, they're like Olympic athletes. It's like you can give them absolutely any material. Mm-hmm. We did a press conference with Sharon Stone the other day, and, like, you know, the interviewers were saying, you know, did this take you somewhere? Did this, you know, was this reflective of your own situation? Did you have to draw on your own circumstances? And she's kind of like, well, no, not really. I'm an actor, you know what I mean? And it's like, These people are at the top of their game, and it's really liberating, if you like, and humbling to see them go through the paces with lots of dialogue. It's a kind of format that the people don't see too often. It's like you'll get the biggest names in Hollywood, and like I said, they'll be robbing a bank or exploding a building or something or flying a jet, whereas actually this is a more almost theatrical experience. This is more like what people who get into acting would envisage their ultimate kind of work to be. It's just more dialogue and character, etc., etc. But yeah, it's a way for actors to be put through their paces, if you like. This is really, you know, dramatic drama, if you like. But can only be pulled off, I think, successfully, and I hope certainly what I've attempted to do, with the best in the world. And it's like, you take something like Same Time Next Year, that's like two people over and over again. That's like watching a play. They have to not break your concentration for an entire 90 minutes, those two. They have to, they have to hold your attention and be believable in a heightened dramatic scenario for 90 minutes. And it's sort of taken for granted that anybody can do that, and believe me, like, most people can't. It's like the reason I went for the biggest names and the best actors that I could is because kind of nobody else can do that. The reason they're the biggest and the reason that they're so successful is because these are gold medalists, that being able to engage with you, have you identify with them and hold your attention and take you on a dramatic merry-go-round,
and like a journey,
and it's no small thing. It was like the number of people who think that they're great actors, if you like, or the number of, see, what gets me is, like, in LA there's a lot of people. I always say there's two industries in Los Angeles. There's the acting industry, and there's the trying to get into the acting industry. And there are a lot of people who just think that Hollywood is just full of, like, nepotism, and it's full of, God, anybody could do that. Anybody could be, if I just get my break, if I'll have to stop waiting tables, and then I'll be as big as they are. And it's just not the case. Cream rises. Every single one of the people, one of the stars of my movie, they really are just the best. And it's, for me, it was surreal being able to give them dialogue. And the first read is, like, compelling. I'm forgetting that I'm directing, It's just like they're just genius. Anyway, that's me waffling on. I'm just blown away by their performances.
Well, and probably they were just as blown away by your script, because that's the only way that you're going to get that caliber of actor to take on a project like this, because it's an ensemble cast. Obviously, there isn't any one particular person that stands out as this is about them, and everybody else is supporting them. And I really do believe that it's a lot to do with our culture. Our culture is into this instant gratification, fast moving action, action, action. It's almost what I call an ADD world.
And
I think sometimes we're too ADD that we, hear something like, oh, it's going to be 90 minutes of dialogue, and we think, boring, but it's not. And that's where we need to be able to get into that. I was having a conversation with somebody about Facebook, and there's a difference between a good friend that you want to come and sit down and talk hours with, compared to your Facebook friends that you touch base with, and you're liking here or you're liking there, or a little comment here, a little comment there, but you might not see them for years, And that's the way I see this film, your movie, as compared to a lot of other movies, is that this is the true friendship type movie.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate that. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going for it. That's exactly the kind of the area of the emotional spectrum that I'm after. It's definitely that. And like I said, for me, I've been told not to say old-fashioned, but old-fashioned. I like this kind of genre. I'll tell you another one. Stella Dallas was another one as well. But I completely agree. And that's what I saw as a set of stories that just don't get told. And these things. I mean, it's only been out for a day, and it's already got a following. People. And I don't want to, blow my own trumpet too much, but I'm so gratified that people are responding to it in a kind of, why don't they make films like this anymore? Oh my, they do, and exactly that your much more articulate description of friendships is saves me waffling on again, but it's getting that kind of feedback, and I'm really gratified by that. It's extraordinary.
Paul, we're coming up at a hard break, but this is a great film, everyone. Mothers and Daughters is the name of it. Check it out at Hark and Shay or on Video on Demand. Check it out with your mom. Director Paul Dudridge, and also thank you, Paul, for complimenting my my accent.
Listen, it's like I consider you now to be the definitive English accent in probably in England, but, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you very much. I have to go to the loo now, okay?
Is that you? Is that you, Dad? Oh, there you go.
We'd love have you on again soon.
Anytime.
Take care, Paul.
Thanks
thank
so much, Paul.
Bye-bye.
And this is Mr. T with Treat Your Mother Right.
We'll be right back.